Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Forget child brides, Warren Jeffs, and the FLDS. The Dargers, Joe, Alina, Vicky, and Valerie, look very much like an average American family, except for the three moms. Choosing not to live in an isolated polygamous community, the Dargers openly talk about their faith and family dynamics in hopes of making polygamy better understood and more socially accepted. Today on the program, we hear about their lifestyle and why polygamy works for them. Joining me in studio is Vicky Darger. She's been married to Joe Darger for 21 years. Joe, Vicky, and sister wives Alina and Valerie live together with 20 of their 24 children in Salt Lake County. And Vicky, it's great to have you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Brooke Adams, an award-winning journalist for the Salt Lake Tribune, co-author with the Dargers of the book Love Times Three, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage. And Brooke, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
If you'd like to join our conversation, if you've got questions or comments about the polygamous lifestyle or myths that you'd like busted, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Vicky, I'd like to start with you. You and your twin sister Valerie, Alina, Joe, you all grew up in polygamous families, but you made the decision to begin a polygamous family on your own as an adult. Why did you decide to embrace polygamy as an adult?
Well, it's something that actually always resonated with me from the time I was a small child. Not the same as all my siblings. They didn't necessarily feel the same way as I did, but it was something I felt very strongly about. And of course, when I found Joe and he was believed the same way, and then and of course, it still took a lot of soul searching and prayer and to make sure that was really what I wanted to do, because applying it is a lot different than saying that you believe it.
Can you briefly describe the religious tenet that you're trying to live?
Well, basically, it fulfills the highest measure of all the principles that I try to embrace. So it does, sometimes it tries my faith a lot more. I have to have a lot of charity, humility, all of those things. Not that other people don't have to have those things as well. I just feel like it makes me a better person than I would have been.
As independent fundamentalist Mormons, you don't belong to a congregation, per se.
No.
In the book, you write, quote, living in a couple's world, as I call it, makes our lives harder than if we were part of a community that accepts plural marriage, unquote. Why do you choose to live outside of a polygamous community instead of an organized polygamous sect?
Well, basically, for our family, we've chosen not to follow any specific leader. We want to make the rules for our family and be responsible for our own family. So we just hold our own Sunday school service basically in our own home. We worship in our home.
In the book, you compare living what you call the principle, living this principle of polygamous relationships, to climbing Mount Everest. Clearly, the arrangement has some challenges to it.
Yes.
What's the hardest part for you of living this principle?
Sometimes it can change day to day. There are hard things. I mean, obviously, the jealousy was a bigger part more in the beginning. That kind of settles over time as you get more comfortable in the situation. And really, I think if you focus on the hard part, that it would be really, really hard. But really, to me, when people climb Mount Everest, they're not thinking, this is just so hard, I just can't wait till I get to the top. You know, they're enjoying the journey, even the hard parts. And that's how it is for me.
Speaking with Vicky Darger, she's one of three wives and married to husband Joe Darger. And they've written a book, Love Times Three, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage, with the journalist Brooke Adams. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Brooke, you've covered polygamy for many years for the Salt Lake Tribune. What strikes you about the Darger family?
Well, I had covered polygamy and seen all of the communities we have here in the state and met many, many, many people. And so I knew there was a lot of variety in the lifestyle. And what I liked about the Dargers is they seemed to live it the best. They seem to be the couple you want to be if you're a monogamous. And so I just thought they were a very good example of what it could be.
How difficult was it to gain entree into this? You're not a polygamist yourself.
Well, no, let's be clear about that. I am not. It was very difficult. Let me give a little backstory here. I heard about the Darger family and wanted to do a story in the Salt Lake Tribune about them, and it took me a year to talk the family into doing that newspaper story. And when we did the story, at that time I didn't use their last names, and Joe would not be identified. He would not be photographed, and I couldn't use his first name. So that was, the first experience I had telling their story, and it was very difficult to get them at that point to open up. You know, polygamists at that point were very shut down in the state of Utah. We've changed a lot in the last 5 years or so about their willingness to be open and talk about their lifestyle.
Well, Vicki, tell us what spurred this change in you. I mean, you'd been very in the book. You explained growing up. I mean, it was kind of a secret. You don't really talk openly about your family unless it's a very close friend. You don't bring kids over to the house. Why the change? Why decide to speak out and to speak out now?
Yeah, we did try to keep it on the down low for quite a long time. And obviously neighbors and friends, of course, knew it. We knew it wasn't a secret to everyone. It was actually about a 10-year process for us, beginning with the death of Alina's daughter, which you'll read about in the book, and the things that happened with DCFS coming into our lives and basically the stereotypes that were on us because we were a polygamous family, and they were using those stereotypes against us. And so we just thought we have to be out there and be a positive voice for our family and for all the people who believe the same way we do and that aren't harming other people, and show people what it is, because we really could see that it was just a lack of education.
What are the myths that you're trying to dispel? I mean, what are the primary goals of coming out and talking openly about a very private relationship?
Well, what most people think of when they think of polygamous is Warren Jeffs, is, you know, the long dresses and the big bundled up hair. But, and even those things, I mean, the dresses and the hair, it doesn't bother me if that's what people want to do. But just to show people that there are thousands of people like me that you wouldn't be able to pick out in a crowd, and that another thing is that it's not oppressive or abusive to women and children, not necessarily just because of polygamy. It doesn't mean that there aren't families who live a polygamous lifestyle that aren't abusive. But it doesn't mean that that's just the given. Underage marriages are not as rampant as everyone might think. So a lot of things like that.
Describe your relationship with your sister wives. One of the sister wives is your twin sister.
Yes.
Which I imagine could be a little complicated. But you mentioned jealousy. And, you know, as humans, as adults, we feel competitive urges, insecurities. What is the relationship like?
Well, with my twin sister, as you can imagine, it has pros and cons. And actually, we get along very well. There are times that we sometimes will be like snippety with each other, just like we were when we were kids, you know. But we realize we're in this relationship and that we love one another. We love our family. And basically, that's what it's about. In the end, it's all about our family, the love we share with one another and with our children. And so the relationship with Alina and Val, with both of my sister wives, it's very loving and almost, it can be, I don't want it to sound weird, but self-sacrificing in a way, but in a way where we know that we have our own needs met and we're willing to have the other's needs met as needed too. So we really care for one another. We've really grown close as friends, but more than that.
But more than friends.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that leads to my other question. And I've watched many interviews with you and your family. The first question is, how do you manage the sleeping arrangements? First, how do you? But secondly, do you ever get used to people prying into this very intimate space of yours?
First, sleeping arrangements, basically it's just on a rotation. It goes Alina, Vicki, Val, Alina, Vicki, Val, goes back and forth like that. It can change as needed. Other families do it differently. They might go two nights in a row for one wife. It just depends on how people like to set it up. Sometimes I do get tired of people prying in because we get asked these intimate questions that most people in an interview wouldn't get asked. Nobody's asking Mitt Romney what his sleeping arrangements are. But it's okay because I understand that it's it's a difficult concept for people to get. But as far as just the intimacy between husband and wife go, those are separate with each marriage.
In the book, you describe, or maybe it wasn't you, maybe it was Val, but one of you describes the relationships as monogamous.
That was me.
Okay, that was you. I mean, it sounds counterintuitive to someone on the outside saying that you're in a monogamous relationship within a polygamous marriage. How does that work?
Well, I think because people sometimes get the idea that the sex is just shared between everyone. And so what I mean by monogamous is that my relationship with Joe and my marriage to him is monogamous. It's just me and him. But I realize that when he goes somewhere else, it's just him and Val, or just him and Alina. And so those marriages are separate. We do spend time together as a group, for sure. Just spending, you know, going out to dinner or spending a lot of time at home, you know. So in that way, it is polygamous, but I think it just was a little bit more of a visual to say, yeah, it's completely monogamous with him and I.
Speaking with Vicki Darger, she is one of the authors of Love Times 3, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage. Also with us, Brooke Adams, award-winning journalist for the Salt Lake Tribune and a co-author of the book as well. And Brooke, you said that the Dargers are kind of the ideal polygamous family to get to know. When you had this kind of access to their lives, were there any elements that kind of surprised you about how the relationships work, how the family structure is?
Let's see, that's a hard question. Not. I got it with them. I guess that's one of the things that made me realize they were a good subject for a story, is that I could see how it worked. I could see what they were trying to do as a family, and they were very articulate in explaining it and what it brought to them and how it broadened their lives. I guess one of the things in doing the book that was a little surprise to me, and maybe Vicki would like to talk about it, is the big difficulty for them was how their families would react, actually. So I thought that
to a book coming out?
Yeah, to them being that public.
Ah, okay. Vicki, what do you think? I mean,
yeah, our family, we've done a couple of things that haven't been the norm, even within our culture. One was, and you'll read in the book, about Alina and I actually getting married on the same day to Joe. The other thing is being public. That's pretty taboo. It's mostly, you know, you just keep your head down. People aren't going to accept it anyway. You just, you know, do your thing. And we found quite different, as a matter of fact. We found that a lot of people have been very open and receptive to our life and can see the love that we have in our family and have compared it to maybe a lot of broken families that they've seen, or, deadbeat dads, that type of thing, and say, you know, my hat's off to you. I think that it's great that you can hold it together if you can. So because we've had a lot of positive, it's helped us. But even within our own cultures, there's still been some negativity, but there's also been a lot of positive. It just depends on the person.
Hmm. Polygamy, of course, does remain illegal in the state of Utah. The decision to come forward didn't only have social ramifications, it had legal ones.
Right.
Explain, you know, why you're telling your story. Do you fear prosecution from speaking publicly about this private life?
Well, there's always an overlying fear. The Attorney General has stated that he will not prosecute consenting adults unless there are other crimes present. So for us, we felt like that was a good thing. And gave us a little bit of peace about it. But at the same time, you know, he's not going to be the Attorney General forever. Who knows what's going to happen next and what the public outcry will be, basically. So I feel like, you know, appealing to the public, and that will help to change it. Because if they're crying for it to change one way or the other, basically it's already, I mean, what we're hoping for is to just get it decriminalized so that it's not a felony anymore, so that we don't have to have that fear. It doesn't mean everybody accepts it or wants everyone else to do it, or we want to. We're not pro polygamy for everybody. We just want to have peace, you know. We want to be left alone.
Brooke Adams?
And I just want to comment on that, because I think it's a point that's misunderstood. A lot of people try to compare and associate polygamy with same-sex marriage, and they are not after the same goals. The polygamists that I'm aware of want decriminalization. They do not want to face the prospect of going to prison because of their lifestyle and who they love. They're not asking for marriage rights.
Huh. So the we're consenting adults, we're taking care of each other, that's similar to the LGBT community, but it's not exactly the same as you see it, Vicki Darger.
Right. It's like what Brooke said. We're not asking for marriage rights. We're just looking to be left alone, basically. They're not legal marriages. I mean, there's only one legal marriage in our family.
Do you feel like you're not left alone right now?
I feel like, well, just like I said with the story in the book, there, if things like that come up, then it could be harmful to us.
Here's a comparison. It's a little bit like being an undocumented resident. You never know when something you do or somebody wants to take you on. That's how I think a lot of polygamists live.
Brooke, do you think that perceptions are changing about polygamy? I mean, if they're not asking for legal rights, the idea that they could be prosecuted is kind of on the back burner right now. I mean, do you think attitudes are changing?
I think they are. I think that the Dargers have done a lot to bring a different face to this lifestyle. I think there are other fundamentalists out there who are also doing that, the Browns, for example. I think Centennial Park has stepped forward in a big way to try to show their lifestyle. So I do think a lot of people who we've heard from that have read the book have said, wow, this really changed my perspective. So, yeah, I think there may be some, but, you know, we understand where it is in the scheme of things.
Mm. And, Vicki, the reality for your children, because you are out mm-hmm. out of the closet, you're speaking publicly, are your kids feeling more free to also explain what the family dynamic is in their world?
You know what? It depends on the day, the age, the hormone level. some of them really will get out and speak publicly about it, even on camera, on doing interviews. And some of them will speak to their friends about it freely. And some of them really, you know, still want to keep it on the down low, and that's fine. We just let them be where they're at with it. But it can be fearful for them. Some of them have been cyberbullied, some things like that. So that's been hard. There's been a few hard things. But overall, I think it's been positive.
Do you expect that your children will follow your example and embrace polygamy in all of its, warts and all?
Honestly, you know, I hope they do if that's what they want to do, if they feel that's where their heart is. But they all know that it's absolutely their choice and that we will still love and accept them.
Vicki Darger, she is married to Joe Darger and is in a relationship with sister wives Alina and Valerie Darger, living in Salt Lake County. Vicki is also the co-author of Love Times 3, Our True Story of a Polygamous Marriage. And Vicki Darger, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
And Brooke Adams with the Salt Lake Tribune, co-author of the book Love Times 3. Brooke, thanks to you as well.
You're welcome.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music, and our intern is Lauren Hendrickson. Coming up tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.